The Dan and Maz Show.
Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to begin, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open up your browser. And now, catch up with the guys.
My fellow Australians, it's time for the first meal of the day. And it's a day that starts with S, which means it must be time for your serving of weekend breakfast. So crank your volume up. Oh, to a respectable listening level.
It is still quite early.
It's time for Dan and Maz Weekends. Hooray!
Everything lights up. Makes you want to shout.
Morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. Happy Sunday. Good to be here. What are you giggling at?
No, here we are. We're here. It's good.
Yep. We are here.
Gosh.
All accounted for.
My taxi was late. Please, Maz, come on. Normally, I am incredibly
Your taxis are often late. It's actually quite unbelievable.
Because when I book them the night before, I forget to press the little confirm button.
So you do all the hard work and then you just pass out like a slob. And as I said that, Dan almost fell backwards off his chair.
Okay, again, I feel the need to say, there is a missing wheel on my chair.
Yeah, there is. Maybe you should change that chair.
But
or stand,
that.
I don't mind.
It's all right. Good morning. It's going to be a good show. Yeah.
It's dinosaur gonna
news.
Be an awesome show.
The dinosaur news, talking about clowns. Good stuff. Yep.
As always, up next, we'll open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's open up the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who is the best TV chef?
Oh, it's a who one.
Yum, yum.
Don't forget, if you go to our website, you can see everything that we've locked into the Encyclopedia of Awesome, which you guys vote on, 13, 10, 16.
Totally up to you.
It's a democratic society.
It sure is.
Which means you could end up with Hillary or it could end up with Trump.
You could have a Trump in there.
What have we done in the past?
So many things.
What's the best planet?
Probably Uranus.
Yeah, Uranus.
That one springs to mind.
What's the best video game? Do you remember that one?
Oh, I don't know, Mario Kart.
You got it.
Is it really? I do pay attention on a Sunday.
What's the best thing to put on your head?
A hat.
Yes.
Yeah, 3 from 3.
You've been reading your Encyclopedia of Awesome before bed.
I really have. I was bored last
This morning's night. One, though, combines two things that often crop up in the EOA, food and television. Encyclopedia of Awesome, Maz.
Oh, gosh. I was like, what's the EOA? Is that like... I had no idea. Is that an organisation I need to be across? You are across it, Maz. You invented it. It's called the Encyclopedia.
You came up
of
with it
awesome.
In a planning meeting.
Idiot.
Work on your acronyms.
Encyclopedia.
Sorry, not acronym. Dumber. Initialism. So, who's the best TV chef?
There's plenty out there. Dan, you love a good old. Well, you're a bit of a foodie, aren't you?
And
you
do. I hate that word. Foodie.
Well, you are though. You're a food snob.
That's better. That's far better.
And you often do say to me, "Oh, have you seen the latest Chef's Table on Netflix, Maz?" So I know that you watch food stuff. You love MasterChef. So I'm sure that you have. I mean, how do you decide who the best TV chef is?
I know. So many of my favourites are on our Facebook, actually, the Dan and Maz Facebook.
Interesting.
Charmaine says Heston Blumenthal.
He is one of your all-time favourite humans.
I love that he taught himself how to cook.
Yeah,
and I love that he's obsessive over how to make the best of things. And I love that all his recipes are
They're
kooky
quite
and complicated.
Science-y.
Yeah. And I've cooked for him and he's cooked for me.
Ooh la la.
That's a radio
it's a
perk.
Start of a beautiful friendship.
Yep. What else
me.
We got? Jessica. Yeah, nope, I haven't. Jessica said. Might have made you a toasted sandwich once. Oh, no.
No, you've actually never made me a toasted
Probably
sandwich.
Reheated something in the microwave.
Nah. You like struggle to get me coffee sometimes.
Actually, yeah, thanks for getting me coffee this morning. Jessica says Gordon Ramsay. Now, a lot of people think of Gordon Ramsay, think of kitchen nightmares and he's swearing.
F-bombs.
However, if you are a home chef and you like to knock something together in the kitchen, his YouTube sort of how to cook tutorials are invaluable.
There you go.
But Shannon's also thrown one into the mix as well and wrote this bloke with a couple of the mwah kind of emojis, like the kissing the fingertips kind
like
of emoji.
Bellissimo.
Yep. With a picture of Big Huey.
Oh, Huey.
Old mate Huey Hewitson.
What a legend.
Healthy, wealthy and wise. Cooking adventures.
So 90s.
Anyway, call up.
131060 is the number.
Or tweet.
Tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. Or if you're on Facebook, you can leave a comment there.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie, though. I'm checking Twitter a lot more than Facebook now.
Okay.
I've done a quick check of Facebook. I'm going to put that in a different tab. Twitter's what I'm
All
concentrating
right.
on.
Scratch the Facebook. Just tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz. Or call us 131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Let's lock something away into the Encyclopedia of Awesome.
For centuries, people have gathered to argue over the most important topics. What is the best breakfast cereal? What's the best word beginning with T? We're going to solve them one at a time and stick them in the Encyclopedia of Awesome. And today's question is...
Who is the best TV chef? 131060 is the number to call, or you can tweet us. We're at Dan and Maz on Twitter.
If there's a woman or man on the pots and pans and it's on your telly, then give us a belly.
Belly, yes. We've got Blake. Hello.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, there he is.
So
on your
mate.
Blake-o. Yeah, you know what, Blake? I'm pretty good.
That's good to hear.
Blake, who's the best TV chef?
I can't believe no one said Jamie Oliver.
Whoa.
Well, people have.
Actually, it's true. We've been inundated.
Yeah, Rachel tweeted us, said I'd nominate Jamie Oliver for sure. Yeah.
Good on you, Rachel.
Lisa on our Facebook said Jamie Oliver. Victoria as well. So believe that.
Blake, have you been a fan of Jamie Oliver since the very beginning of his career when he used to play the drums at the end of his cooking show?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my gosh. Seriously.
When he started making something like cheese on toast look interesting.
Yes. Blake, honestly, if you've got time today, go on YouTube, Jamie Oliver's first series of his TV
Naked
show,
Chef.
The Naked Chef.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Star drummer.
Yeah, he played,
terrific.
Like, it was he was his own house band on his own show. Like, it was brilliant.
So he definitely didn't move on to playing the drums as a career. It was definitely food that
Correct.
Enticed him.
Well, we don't call him the Naked Drummer,
well,
do
there
we?
There you go.
Yeah. No, that's true. Thank you, Blake. Kristen on 131060, hello.
Good morning.
Hey, babe. Who
hello.
Is the best TV chef?
Huey Ian Hewitt.
Yeah, there it is.
Yep. Yep,
he inspired me to be a chef.
Did he really? Are you an actual professional?
I'm a real professional chef.
Do you do you keep a little tea towel with you and use that to dab the edges of the plate to make it look good? Because that was Huey's trademark trick.
It was.
Definitely. And the braces. The
your suspenders.
And
wacky
put
suspenders.
Some parsley on all the food.
Yeah, there we go. Another,
you know your stuff,
Huey
Kristen.
Move.
Thanks, babe. Let's talk to Justin. Hello.
How you going?
Really good.
Anya Juzzy.
Best TV chef, Justin.
I'm going back a long way now, but it has to be Peter Russell Clark. As a kid, he sort of taught us a lot how to make basic meals.
Mm.
He might be even possibly the original and still the best.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Peter Russell Clark.
Yeah, I don't know.
You grew up with Peter
Sounds like a race car driver.
A long time ago.
Thanks, Justin.
Maz, you're only, 21?
Yeah, so, sure, yeah. Let's go with that. George, hello.
Good morning. How are we going?
Really good,
Is this
mate.
George Columbaris, TV chef, on the line?
I wish. Same Greek, but yeah.
Who is the best TV chef, George?
I'd say Gordon Ramsay because he keeps it interesting and he gets people on their feet all the time.
That's true.
If anyone is a fan of Gordon Ramsay, I feel the need to say this, and they haven't seen the episode where he does kitchen nightmares and he tries to fix a restaurant called Amy's Baking Company.
Okay. Is it amazing?
It might be the best hour of TV ever made.
Whoa.
It's the only time.
Whoa, that's a big call.
Oh, it's the only time. I know. It's better than, I think, any episode of Game of Thrones.
Better than The Bachelor?
Oh, Maz, please. No, it's the only time Ramsay has gone to, like, Kitchen Nightmare a place to fix it up.
Oh, he couldn't do
and
it.
And quit.
Oh, I'm hooked.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, that's a really good sell.
Amy's Baking Company. Watch it at the Savo.
Oh,
jeez. Watch it with someone you love as well. Because you want to share that moment with someone when you watch
it. Let's get producer Diggs on because phones have been going nuts. Twitter's going nuts. Diggs.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate.
Oh, there he is.
Have you got an honourable mention for this morning?
Yes. Gabriel Gatte.
Oh,
Gabriel Gatte. Yes. What a legend.
Remember that guy?
Amazing. What was he on? He was on one of those
He's
shows.
He's on the TV.
Yes. It was one of those like healthy, wealthy, and wise. That was Huey. He was on a different one. It was like, oh.
Didn't he have a stint on Ready, Steady, Cook, though, as well?
I think they all crop up every now and then.
He did have his own show as well for a long time.
What about Ainsley Harriott? He did the British version.
Oh,
of,
yeah.
And he'd be like, red peppers.
That's a good honourable mention.
I hope that wasn't the winner and I spoilt your prize.
What are we locking in this morning?
Nigella Lawson gets locked in.
One for the chicks.
Let's lock it in.
Okay.
And so the final decision was made and entered into the Encyclopedia of Awesome. From this day forward, let it be known that
Nigella
is the best
televisual chef. Also, a couple of other important mentions.
Oh, sure, go for it. We've got
Jeff
Jantz.
Of time.
Oh, yeah, I love Jeff Jantz.
But also the Swedish chef from the Muppets. Huge, huge on social media. Well done, team.
Awesome.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from OVO Mobile. Switch to an OVO data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, OVO is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Now a bit of celebrity gossip news. Oh, wait, no.
It's not.
It's dinosaur news.
They were the kings of the earth for millions of years. They were the mightiest animals ever to exist. They are all extinct, but their news is still relevant. It's dinosaur news!
Oh, whoa, whoa. Hold up all the hashtag dinosaur news tweets, guys, okay? It's happening. It is the most popular segment we do on the show, isn't it, Maz? Yes, it is.
Sure, it is.
Hey, no sound effects making fun of dinosaur news. Dinosaur news.
Oh, no, here we go.
Interesting.
Gee, you made it about you. What a shock.
Maria, please.
Come on, what have the dinosaurs done now that's making the news?
That's it, isn't it, Maz? They keep making news. Despite being extinct
it's
hundreds
incredible.
Of millions of years ago, they still keep making the news. This one comes from Mongolia's Gobi Desert. Gobi?
Sure.
Gobi, yeah.
Sure.
Gobi?
It's definitely not the Gobi Desert.
They found a footprint. One of the biggest dinosaur footprints ever made, 106 centimetres long.
Whoa.
Think about that. Think about the big long ruler that your teacher used to use on the whiteboard at school. That's a metre long. This was even longer.
Whoa.
So think about that. Imagine going to the shoe shop with that. Trying to get...
I don't think dinosaurs wore shoes.
Who knows, Maz? We might uncover that. It was from a herbivorous dinosaur's left hind leg. So think of your favourite herbivore.
Okay.
What's your favourite herbivore,
I don't know. Is a T-Rex a herbivore?
Probably a sauropod, given that size, I reckon.
Sure, yeah.
No, it's not. Duh. You're a herbivore.
Yeah, I am.
Yep. And it's 70 to 90 million years old. Whoa. Think of the oldest person you know. Probably like max 100. 70
not
to 90
even.
Million years old. And here's how dinosaur, the footprint was made.
Dinosaur probably walked somewhere.
Well, it treads in the mud and then that fills with sand and silt and that solidifies and creates a natural plaster. So next time you're walking down the beach and you tread in the sort of soft sand. I don't know. I don't walk down the beach.
Yeah,
I don't know
how
it works.
Sand.
But imagine if just some silt flowed into that and preserved it forever. And then 100 million years in the future, someone will be like, oh, Dan was wearing a pair of Nike Air Maxes.
I think in 100 million years, people will be like, Dan went to the beach? Question mark. Like, what?
As long
that
as
would
they're
make
still
news.
Talking about me.
That would make news.
Yeah, there was only one set of footprints, though, and that was the time when Jesus carried the dinosaur. You know how like your auntie has that magnet on the fridge where
you
it's like...
You know that that's one of my favourite
quotes. But Jesus, during the toughest time of my life, there was only one set of footprints. Where were you? Daniel, that was when I carried you. Jesus. But as we all know, Jesus doesn't exist. Dinosaurs did.
Oh, you're right. Does this mean anything or it's just...
No, it's just an exciting... It's one of the biggest
just
footprints
one footprint.
Ever discovered. Yeah.
Maybe you only had one leg.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Now, here's a good segue because we're about to talk about a date that went horribly wrong and it did involve a bit of a crash. How's this music?
Sounds like a date going incredibly right.
Horribly right.
Horribly right.
There's this couple. They're in Adelaide. This is a story straight out of Rads, in the suburb of Glen Osmond.
Give us a shout if you're listening in Adelaide. Whoop, whoop. That was them whooping.
Whooping. They're on a date, driving around, just cruising around, and I don't know how sinkholes happen, but they landed in a sinkhole. So I think, like, in my head, like, I haven't seen video footage of what actually happened, but I imagine that they are driving their car and then all of a sudden the car just disappears and the ground swallows it up.
It'd be because of the storms.
Sure.
You know how they were like... Heaps of storms.
Very recently.
The ground would be a bit
I don't know how
disheveled.
Storms, like, provoke sinkholes. I don't know how
they muck
this
up
whole
the ground,
system,
mate. They
I don't
muck
know how
up the
system
ground.
Works. I don't
yeah.
know how the system works. All I know,
I reckon
though.
I know it. They muck up the ground.
You reckon?
Yeah,
okay.
They mess with the ground.
I believe you.
Ground is one of those things, like, you take for granted, right? So if I go for a walk, I assume the ground is going to keep up its, you know.
It's part of the bargain,
yeah,
which
exactly.
is be there.
I step on you, you hold me up.
Correct.
Me and ground, we get on just fine. But every now and then, there's a storm, ground gets a bit disheveled, ground is like, sorry, mate, sinkhole. Ah.
That is what happened on this date.
That's
and
science.
Needless to say, it ruined the date.
Yeah.
I mean, they were lucky to survive, probably.
Okay.
I think in those situations, it either brings you closer together, like tragedy brings you closer together, or it just tears you apart.
Wedding speech, best man. Oh, yeah, nah. Not to mention the bloody sinkhole. And everyone go, oh, yeah. Okay.
We want to know on 131060 what ruined your date.
And let's think broadly.
Oh, yes.
Anything at all is possible in this phone topic, not just, you know, the ground
people,
opening up and swallowing you.
And people do a variety of things on dates.
Yes.
You know, hooning around in a car in Adelaide is just one option of a hot date.
You could have been swallowed by a sinkhole. You could have set yourself on fire, which before you go, oh, whatever, that actually happened to a friend of mine.
It did. I know the story well.
But. I might do one from my life.
Ooh.
I was on – well, actually, no, I've got to backtrack a little bit.
Okay.
I was going to go on a date with this girl, but she had to cancel, and she said to me, my pet rabbit has died.
That's why she wasn't going on
That's
a date with
she
you.
She cancelled, and we rescheduled
Did you just
for a
think that
later.
That was BS?
No, I believed it. She was pretty sad. She was pretty
sad because she had a pet rabbit, or sad because
she was a real saddo. No, she was pretty distraught.
Okay. That's a fair reason to cancel a date.
Yeah, but I was a bit like, whatever. Like, do you want to go on a date anyway? But she was like, no, you don't understand. I'm so sad. I loved my rabbit. So I told my friends about it because I was like, well, if I'm not going on this date, I might as well get dinner with my friends. Sure. So we had this chat and they were like, you, Maz. I'm like, oh, come on. It's just a rabbit. I'm like, I don't know, man. This chick, she's pretty distraught. But on the flip side, smoking hot. So I'm going to reschedule for next week. And they were like, mate, next week is like, it's like one of our friends having this big birthday party. You know, you can't go on a date. I'm like, oh, I've already rescheduled and she's really hot and rabbit. So yeah, I better go. So instead of going to my
friends,
all my friends were all going to this birthday party.
And then you went out with Dead Rabbit Girl.
Yeah. And so I'm on this date with Dead Rabbit Girl. And to be honest, I was doing pretty well.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Were you out for dinner?
Yeah. And
was it three courses of cheese?
Knowing me, probably. And so I get this message from my friend. And it goes, you know when Easter is this year? And I didn't really think much of it. And I just replied, oh, not really sure. Why? Thinking they were planning a trip or something. Didn't think much of it.
That's so
then about, and we keep on talking. I'm talking to Rabbit Girl. And then,
Dead Rabbit Girl.
Dead Rabbit Girl. Then about 5 minutes later, I get another message. It says, what's up, Doc?
Oh, no.
And I think to myself,
they trolled you through the whole day.
Didn't put two and two together until all my friends, who were all at my other friend's birthday party, sent her a message of all of them doing bunny ears and buck teeth on the phone. Got it mid-date. Couldn't show the girl.
No, you couldn't. And because she would have been like, who's texting you? What's that all about? And you're like,
can't tell you. Can't tell you. Not another woman. Far worse. Can't tell you. Ruined it. Ruined the whole thing. Killed my vibe.
Oh, dude.
That's what I'm blaming for that bad
date. I'm sorry that happened to you, but I'm also so glad that happened to you.
Oh, my friends are legends. Yeah,
total legends. Okay, there's some inspiration. Give us a call, 131060. What ruined your date? And we'll take your calls next.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We want to know on 131060, something has ruined your date. This topic is inspired by a couple in Adelaide who were on a date, I assume just hooning around South Australia.
Is that a date? Is that what you do?
Sure, why not?
Hey, baby, I'm going to take you for a drive in my car. Real, real. I don't know. I don't drive. So.
Yeah, I know. So this would not be a date that you would suggest. No. Unless you're like, hey, babe, just going to order an Uber. But then there's a third wheel. Like the driver. That would be awkward. Well, actually, that would kind of be a cool day.
Left here, please, Graham. How are you going, honey?
So this couple is just hooning around in South Australia and I don't know how sin calls happened, but they landed in one.
Mm.
Their car was swallowed by the earth.
Consumed by the very ground we trust. 131060. What ruined your date? For example, Nicholas has said on our Facebook, I switched on Dan and Maz and he jumped out of the car and lost all respect for me. Sorry, guys.
Aww.
Oh, burn.
Soz.
Oh, I've read out a burn by mistake.
Soz.
Wrecked. Oh, you got us. Nicholas, what a rogue. I thought he was a Facebook fan, but he's a Facebook
troll. He's a troll.
Back under your bridge, Nicholas. Nah, it's all good. We've got a sense of humor about ourselves.
Well, we have to with tweets like that.
Exactly. Thick skin.
We've got Jordan on 131060. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jords. What ruined your date?
We're just setting the mood with some music. There you go. Ooh.
Oh, thank you.
It's okay.
Met this girl. Thought we went to Harbour Town on our first date. And while we were there.
Harbour Town, like the sort of DFO shopping centre, like discount shopping centre?
I don't even know what it is. Near the, you know, the ice skating rink.
Right,
what
sure.
What city
you're
are you in,
Adelaide.
In, Jordan? Yeah.
Hey?
What city are you in?
Melbourne.
Oh, you're in Melbourne.
Ah, okay. The, right.
There must be Harbour Towns everywhere.
Ice skating rink?
Yeah,
sure.
Like a discount shopper. Yeah.
Well, then we saw the ice skating rink. We were like, oh, let's go ice skating.
Well, that's more romantic than discount shops.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was
all right.
Thinking.
Yeah, nah, good. Because I was wondering, but okay, all right.
And, so we decided to go ice skating and I fell over and split my head open, got 7 stitches on my eyebrow.
Oh.
How many?
7.
7 stitches, that would be like the length of your eyebrow.
It was a pretty nice one.
Yeah.
Wow.
But here's the question. Did she come to the hospital with you?
She did, actually.
Oh, and are you married now?
No.
Oh, it didn't work out. That's a real date ruiner.
Are you still together?
We are still together.
Well, that's good. Do you want to propose to her today just to make it a better story?
Look, I'd love to. Probably not awake.
Okay. Well, maybe wake wait till she's
just
awake.
Shake her and say.
Back next week.
Calls back. Okay.
All right, okay.
Thank you, Jordan. I mean, that's a pretty good date ruiner. Like, split my head open, had to go to hospital and get 7 stitches.
Pretty good relationship ruiner is shaking her awake and saying, "Oi, I'm on the phone of the radio. Will you marry me?"
Yeah, correct. We've got Denise. Hello.
Hi.
Hey, babe. What ruined your date?
So, I get to the date. We're at this lovely restaurant and his parents are there.
What?
As in they work at the restaurant or they just came along to bulk out the table?
That's exactly right. They work at the restaurant.
Oh. Wow.
So, like, yeah, if I'm going on a date, I'm also getting the family discount.
Exactly. Like,
what were they doing there?
Oh, my, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't do it.
So
did you cancel? Did you go, like, what happened?
I just had to cut it short. I literally just was like, oh, sorry, I really have to take this call, and just made an excuse that I had to go. It was an emergency. I had to leave.
Oh, you embarrassed him in front of his family.
Got out of there.
Hey, where's it a beautiful girl? We're bringing a special pasta just for you. I don't know. It's in my mind.
I assume it's Italian.
Yeah. In my mind, you're Lady and the Tramp.
Thanks, Denise.
You're waking up with Dan and Maz Weekends. Everything lights up, makes you want to shout.
Talk about happiness, that's what we're talking about. Good morning, legends. Dan and Maz Weekends. We've got an hour to go on our Sunday morning show, and in this hour, we'll be discussing psychics and clowns.
That's us.
Couple of kooks.
Yep. Funny, weird people who freak you out. And clowns.
Yeah, clown hysteria has taken over the US.
How's that music?
It's really creepy.
Step right up.
What was that?
The creepy carnival man.
Yeah, the creepy French carnival. Whoa, what is that laugh? What is happening?
Win a prize for your beautiful girlfriend, little man. Yes. I live in the carnival.
Do you?
I don't have a punchline for this character. I'm improvising.
Yes. Okay, we're going to talk about clowns and the hysteria that they're causing over in the US and here at home in Australia.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
We've got to talk about clowns. There's been clown sightings everywhere, all over America. Oh, so creepy. And creepy clown sightings, like clowns in the woods.
I've been watching this develop about. As well, like... The story's been unfolding. You know when you first read about it, you're like, oh, it might just be an isolated clown.
No. I feel like this started a couple of months ago.
Yeah, but it's been steadily building. Now it's just, you've got to talk about it.
Like, there was a university in America and there's video footage of hundreds of students on a clown hunt because apparently there was a clown spotted on campus. And the kids... were all, like, running around trying to find, and I don't know what they were going to do with the clown, like, capture it.
Stephen King, who wrote It, the sort of clown, evil clown, he has literally tweeted saying, hey, guys, time to cool the clown hysteria. Most of them are good. Cheer up the kiddies and make people laugh.
That's intense.
That's what it's gotten
to. Like, he's gotten involved going,
that is where we're at now.
There's so many reports over in the US.
Clown sightings. It's been the talk of Fleetwood Manor Apartments, and it has most parents like Donna Arnold on high alert.
I thought my child was, you know, seeing things. The next day, I had about 30 kids come up to me and say, did you see the clowns in the woods?
Did you see the clowns in the woods?
131060, if you have had a close in clown toes.
Close in clown toes.
Thank you. Thank you. Actually, Maz, you thought that one up. Good on you.
Thanks, mate.
Here are some stats around these clowns.
Oh, yeah. Give us the stats.
More than 20 states in the US have experienced a clown spotted? Incident. That's almost half the country has been overtaken by clowns. Nearly 30 people have been arrested in connection with clown hoaxes, social media threats, etc. Several have been charged with felonies.
That's bad.
At least 4 schools have gone into lockdown and 1 entire school district was shut down due to clowns. Dozens of schools have ramped up their security as well.
Okay, it's not funny.
It's... she says, trying not to laugh. It's, is it like the new planking?
It feels like it.
From what I understand...
It's like a new craze.
I feel like such an old fogey. I feel like such an old fogey. Well, from what I understand, it's children. They read about these clowns and they decide I'm going to do it too.
It's just really, it's a very strange thing to want to do is to just creep around and freak other people out.
All right.
Well,
so, here's what I want to know. If someone has a clown story from back in the day, we'll take that.
I feel like generally most people are wary around clowns. Like, I know that there's a legit phobia. I'm not a phobic.
It's not a medically recognized phobia, but the word for it is coulrophobia.
Oh, it's a technical term.
Yeah.
The fear of clowns.
Yep.
If you have had a close encounter, if you've encountered a clown, 131060, especially recently, but also in the past, we'd love to discuss this with you.
Basically, we've got a sick story and there's a clown in.
131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Guys, what's going on with clowns?
Close in clown toes.
Clowns, you're seeing reports definitely out of the US, but now here at home in Australia, of clowns being spotted randomly, like in the woods or down the street, just standing there being really creepy. There are some reports, like Megan has said on our Facebook page, that she said, yeah, we've had a local one. A lady was chased by one.
It's like
chased by a clown.
It's like Australian Survivor. When something works in the US, we just adopt it.
It's so true.
It's kind of, from what I can tell, the easiest way I can figure it out, Mazzy, is that it's like the new planking.
So it's just a thing that everyone's just jumping on the bandwagon off. It's like, let's all hire clown suits, wear creepy makeup, and just stand there and look really odd in the background or in the woods. Lots of sightings in America in areas near the woodlands. Creepy.
That's why I live in the inner city. No woodlands.
Do you know what, though?
No Stranger Things malarkey happening near my house.
The clowns may descend on your concrete jungle, my friend.
No.
They might.
They ain't getting into my studio apartment.
You never know.
Into
my studio apartment.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it's like the ice bucket challenge.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a thing that people just want to get involved with and this was mine. Like, I did mine. Check out how many people I terrorized in the woodlands.
Instead of the benefit being solving a disease, the benefit is traumatizing children.
And adults.
Give us a call, 131060, if you have experienced a close encounter.
We've got Mick on 131060. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey, mate.
G'day, Mick.
What's your close encounter?
Well, it actually happened yesterday. I was terrorized by a giant clown in a really small car.
Now, hang on a second. Just like on a regular street where you live. Like you weren't at a circus or a fair or anything like that.
No, I was just driving home after work yesterday, not up about lunchtime. And it was just down a pretty, like, usually a busy road, but for some reason it was really quiet. And there was this car parked halfway up the hill. And I drove past and I looked in. And it was a really tiny car, like an old Fiat, like really old.
Sure.
And then there was a giant clown in it. And I drove past, he was stopped, and then he started following me. And then he followed me for about 10 minutes. And then he drove past me and we got to a roundabout. and I couldn't go through the roundabout because he kept driving around the roundabout and waving at me.
Do you think that the...
This is terrifying.
...the clown looked like a giant because it was in a small car, but really it was a regular-sized clown?
I think a bit of both. Like, he was a tall man.
Yeah, right. Okay,
Nick,
Mick,
I don't believe
that,
you.
I mean, that does
it's
sound
terrifying.
Very, very odd.
It's freaked me out. I couldn't sleep properly last night.
I bet.
You
would have been best to not go home because then the clown would know where you live. Yeah.
And the worst part about a clown in a small car is he gets out and then 15 of his mates do as well.
This is a real puzzler. Maybe we'll have another update in a week from now, next weekend.
I should recommend, if you want to see another close encounter, go to the Dan and Maz Facebook. Because Geordie, this is one of our Facebook friends, Geordie, seems like an absolute legend. He's put up a photo of his sister Taylor at the Sydney Easter show.
Oh, wow. That is somebody who is genuinely terrified by clowns.
The look on her face, she's face-to-face with the clown and she is beside herself.
That clown, even though we can only see the back of his half-bald head, that clown's not a creepy, like, stand-in-the-woods-and-be-weird clown. That's somebody who's employed to be at the Easter show.
Look closer. The clown is a dummy. And that is terrifying.
Oh, I get it.
Go to our Facebook, have a look.
Oh, I get it. Can we quickly talk to Eliza, who's called through? Hey, Eliza.
Hey, how are you?
Good, babe. Have you been terrorised by a clown recently?
Yeah, because of all the clown stuff happening, last night me and my friend were driving to her house and on the side of the road near the bushes, like coming up Bangor Bypass, there was the creepiest clown that had an axe in its hand.
I don't believe you. Like with Mick, I don't believe you.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Other people saw it, like other people on this.
And what was the clown doing? Just standing there, just staring into the road?
Yeah.
Holding an axe?
Just staring at you.
Okay, that would freak me out.
I've never driven so fast in my life.
Eliza, where in Australia are you calling from?
I live in Como. My friend lives in Menai.
Okay.
It's like, yeah.
Como is in New South Wales.
Yeah.
Yeah, New South Wales. Yeah. Sorry, yeah.
All right. Gotcha. No, because I just want to make sure, like, that people can keep an eye out.
Yeah, this is really
I wanted to call the police. I thought it was too far.
No, I don't. Okay. Well, I don't think that's... If you're genuinely terrified, probably call the authorities. Like, if you really feel like that.
Yeah, get this clown behind bars.
Jeez.
And also, so if you're like a bit of a scallywag and you're thinking to yourself, I've figured out what I'm going to do with my spare time.
Oh, just don't, you dickhead.
Yeah.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Here's the headline. Bride calls off dream wedding 3 weeks out because of psychic's advice.
Ooh, psychics.
True story. Lisa Manso, due to be married in a couple of weeks, went to see a psychic. The psychic said in the middle of the reading there had been no wedding chat, apparently.
Oh, was she wearing an engagement ring,
yep,
though?
Yep, pretty obvious. Oh, that's a pretty big
psychics.
Clue. Pretty big clue. The psychic just casually mentioned you shouldn't get married. Lisa says that she was stunned because she hadn't said anything about the wedding. And then she went home and called off the wedding. That's it. 3 weeks away from getting married to the true love of her life. She said, Soz,
all right,
the lady who I gave my monies to told me not to marry you. And they didn't get married. And now Lisa's saying that that was definitely the right call. Well,
what was going to go wrong if they did get married?
I don't know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
Because it never happened.
I know. This is just an interesting one. Dan, you have your opinion of psychics.
Yes.
And it's...
They're all liars.
Yeah, it's quite...
Trying to cheat you out of your money.
You're very black and white about it.
Yes.
And you've been really open about that in the past. I've never been to a psychic. Most of my friends have, though.
Fox Mulder over here wants to believe.
Yeah. I would never go to a psychic. I would never pay somebody to give me money to tell me about my future. I think that's a bit insane. I just think my future's just going
to
happen.
I feel like we're alienated because we want people to call up who have actually, like, change their course of action because of what a psychic
that's
said.
That's what we want to talk
and
about.
And we can't, I think, Matt, so we might need to rein it in a little bit because both of you are like, I'll never pay for a psychic. Like, well, I quite frankly think they're absolute bunkum.
But
so
I
think we should.
But I fully believe that people have psychic ability. Like, I totally believe that it's a thing. I do really genuinely believe that. So I wouldn't go and see a psychic, but I absolutely believe that people can have that ability. And then if you choose to do that for a living and...
Oh, sorry, I can't help but roll my eyes. I'm
I
so
know,
sorry.
I know.
Look, here's the thing. If you call up right now, we want to know what have you done because a psychic told you something.
Yeah, what have you changed in your
exactly.
life? Because so you went to a psychic reading. Maybe it was tarot
well,
cards.
Maybe they came to you.
Maybe
like,
it was a palm reader. Yeah. Something of that nature, and they've said something to you, and you have genuinely changed your course of action or stopped or started doing something specifically because of what that psychic said. That's what we want to focus on because this story we saw, we went, wow, that's like calling off your wedding, a $10,000 dream wedding at that, to your childhood sweetheart because a complete stranger mentioned it. Well, there's no interview with the fiancé.
You went and saw Mystic Medusa? We've been dating since year six.
I did say before, 131060, give us a call. If you are a psychic and you know that one of your clients has changed their course of action because of you, because you'd have an interesting chat with Dan. But so I said before, I've never seen a psychic, but I have. I've sat next to somebody who told me that they have a psychic ability. So she's not...
Like on a plane or something? Or?
No, it was like a luncheon. It was like an awards luncheon.
Yeah, okay.
So this person... I wasn't nominated for anything. I was just attending. This person... I don't even know how it came up. But it's Gretel Colleen. What? Yes! Look at your face.
What?
So I sat next to Gretel Colleen at
this
luncheon.
Is, I love Gretel Colleen. And she thinks she's a... She ruined Gretel Colleen
for
me.
She was like, I've got a bit of a psychic gift. Like it's a bit of a gift. And we had
this has ruined her for me.
We had this huge conversation about Paris and she was like, I can just see you going to France and just living in Paris. And I was
How'd that go for you?
I was like, I'm going in 2 months.
Yeah, and so what, you live there now?
No. But I was like, I am going.
Did you get a croissant though?
Yeah. And like rode around on a bicycle with a baguette and it was awesome.
All right.
But I thought, you know what?
I can't believe that.
I know.
I love Gretel Colleen. Big Brother, the project. I think she's so great. She's smart.
She reckons she's got that ability. I don't know what you call like supernatural ability. And she we talked about Paris and I didn't mention it. She brought it up and I was like, oops, I'm actually going with my friend Melissa in a few weeks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I've got a similar story about my mum. I'll tell it next.
Your mum is Gretel Colleen?
I don't think the timeline works out on that one.
I don't know who that's going to insult more, so I just won't say anything.
131060.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Here is the headline. Bride calls off dream wedding 3 weeks out because of a psychic's advice.
Whoa.
Whoa, mama, that's a big call to make on the advice of a stranger.
Who has psychic abilities.
Who is a psychic?
Which I am having an open mind towards in this segment.
You are, which is not usually how you are. With these
topics.
You don't believe.
I need evidence. Yeah. If you want someone, I need evidence.
Yeah. You're a science guy.
My mother, when I was... Give us a call, first of all, if you've changed like your course of action.
Because
of the advice from a psychic.
Yeah, simply because a psychic said so.
When I was... probably would have been about 15. Okay. And my mother, she went to live in Italy for a year. And that was because of a psychic. I don't know why she went to see a psychic.
Hang on, so you're 15.
Yeah.
So Tom's like 13. So two teenage boys. I can tell you exactly why she went to go and live in Italy for a year.
She went to see a psychic and the psychic was like, I see you living in Europe.
You see, that right there is the power of suggestion.
Yeah,
because then your mum comes home,
literally.
She jumps on the internet and starts looking at Airbnb in Italy or whatever.
No, literally, she started Googling English-speaking schools because she's a teacher. So she started Googling English-speaking schools.
Would she try and get a transfer?
And she's like, the psychic predicted it, Daniel.
No.
The psychic predicted it.
See, it depends on how you look at it, right? Because, yes, I guess the psychic did predict it because the psychic said it before it happened. But then also you could argue the reason you're doing this is because somebody put it in your brain scissors.
Well, Maz, I predict we're going to take some callers on 13 10 60.
Ooh, yes. Let me just channel Sarah.
Hi,
hey, Sarah.
Hi, how you doing?
No, we're good. We're not going to take the piss. No, we're not going to judge.
We're having a bit of fun, but we do want to know. So you've seen a psychic at some point in your life?
Yeah, well, I hadn't planned on it. I went to Thailand and we were just in like those really dodgy markets, which I guess makes it even a bit more skeptic, I guess. And some man came up to me and told me he was a psychic and I was open to it. So I thought I'll go along with it.
And Did he ask you for money for a reading?
Yeah, well, he started it and then I went, oh, okay. And he like hooked me in and then like it got a little bit more, give me money. So I eventually pulled out and like ran because I was a bit like...
Freaked out.
Not sure, but he gave me some really good advice, or I guess kind of saw a problem I was having and gave advice.
So what
did he say?
So he knows nothing about this random dude at the markets in Thailand.
Let's not call him a con artist.
But this random person who you didn't go and make an appointment with, he approached you. What is the sound advice that he gave you?
Well, at the time, I was dating two people and I wasn't doing anything wrong because they both knew. It was kind of like both two fresh things at the same time. And I was having a really
hard time. Sarah, you floozy.
No. And I was having a really hard time with the whole thing because they were both really lovely people and I was really having issues. And he just kind of gave advice on which one would be a better option. And I never mentioned anything about it or anything about the two of them. But he got the first initial of both of them. He said, oh, you're having an issue with T and S and I can see this big issue, and said which way to go. And I was having such a hard time with it. Kind of went, you know what, I'm going to go home and I'm just going to go with that. And I'm still with them 2 years later.
Wow.
So I don't know. And maybe it was just helping me make the decision a little bit easier, but I didn't agree with it.
Yeah, maybe. It's interesting. I find it interesting.
Yeah.
And they're still together 2 years
later. I know,
but it
could be like TNF. Yeah, I was just tossing up whether to order tacos or fish. Like, you know, like, anyway.
Karen has called us as well. We're getting lots of calls.
It answers the question.
Yeah, 131060 is our number. Karen, hi.
Hi, how you going?
Good, thank you. Now, have you been to see a psychic?
No, my hairdresser was in a very volatile relationship.
Yeah.
And I actually live with four psychics.
Oh, wow. That must be fun.
My three children are all psychics. I took my two daughters to her house to get their hair cut. My eldest walked in and cried and said, you need to get out of this relationship. He's going to hurt you. This house is like a bomb about to go off.
Whoa, that's intense.
It is intense. In the end, we had to get my daughter out of there because she was so upset, and my other daughter just sat there and wouldn't even say a word.
So do you think your children, like, were feeling something spiritual going on in the house? Like, what do you think was happening for them?
Well, my eldest daughter just said that, like, the fear in her, that she could feel that she was going to get hurt, and so was her children because he was so volatile.
Wow.
And she just said, you need to get out of this relationship. You need him out of your house. Which she did get him out the house.
Yep.
And then a month later she took him back.
Mm.
And then he hurt her.
It's interesting.
It's grim.
It's really grim. But like, I mean, Karen opened with my children are psychic. I don't even know how you figure that out. I don't know.
Is it genetic?
I don't have kids.
Comes from the father's side.
I find this whole world really fascinating, especially because I work with somebody who is so...
Well, look, yeah.
Like, you're so like, this is just not a thing. And I'm
well,
like,
I'm
maybe
not sure how
thing.
To react because my first instinct is just to go all science and go, not real, but at the same time, I know it's a sensitive issue. So I'll give
100%.
It the benefit of the doubt. But just if you're going to go see a psychic, just, you know... Keep your wits about you. Don't change your entire life, is what I'm saying. I don't know.
That's good advice, mate.
Dan and Maz Weekends.
Nearly time for us to jet out of here and let you get on with your day, but...
You've still got half your weekend to go, so maximise, guys.
Absolutely.
Bloody have a chill. Have a relax. Put your feet up. You've earned it. I know I will.
Yeah, you sure will. It
My
is.
Feet
it's
are
rest
be up.
Day. It's rest day every
yes.
day for
even,
Dan.
Even God, when He created the earth, had a
he
bloody
needed
rest
to lay
day,
down,
didn't
he?
If God needs it, you do too.
Before we get out of here, we just want to recap all of the news from the week that you didn't need to care about.
news.
Once it was how you found out about what was important in the world, but now it's full of clickbait,
hoaxes,
and just generally news you didn't need to care about.
Did you guys know that Banksy was in Melbourne and he painted a mural of Pauline Hanson and he was caught on camera?
Banksy, hey!
Well, he wasn't. Banksy's management officially called the mural totally fake and a blatant attempt to garner publicity for an unauthorised show. And besides that video of him being caught, it turns out the person that sent it out is a Melbourne-based social media professional who works in media and strategy.
More like, no Banksy.
From the highs of the art world to the comfy, comfy lows of reality TV, New Idea reported this week that Australia's sweetheart slash bachelorette Georgia Love has been dating another man, a policeman called Nick Grubb, for some time, even before joining the show. An insider told the magazine she promised that what he would see on TV would be an act and that her heart belonged to him. But G-Love quickly clapped back.
There is absolutely no truth to the claim that I am in a relationship. It is completely false and fabricated. There is no secret pact, nor has there been secret messages. Nick and I went on a few dates earlier this year, and even though a relationship did not develop, we have remained friends.
Hey, here's a new idea. Don't lie.
And finally, in news you did not need to care about this week, the Budgie Nine.
Eight of the nine Australians locked up in Malaysia after stripping down to their swimmers at a Formula One race are now on their way home after they were released without conviction.
Seriously? A bunch of private school boys buffing up, directly contravening Malaysia's laws, and then getting their millionaire daddies to bail them out?
And we're supposed to care about this?
We're even going as far as to compare it to the Bali Nine. I'd say sue the pants off them. But then again, that is definitely something I don't want to see.
And that's the news you didn't have to care about.
What's that cat at the end?
That's MDV, our audio producer. He likes to put a little meow on the end. He's doing it. He's doing his jazz hands outside because he's proud of his work.
I like it. I like the rando cat at the end of that.
Yeah.
Hey,
he's
guys.
He's got the look about him of someone who spent all night out partying. I don't know why. I don't know why.
He always looks like that.
Yeah. But today, for some reason, I can't put my finger on it, but for some reason I feel like, no? Okay.
No, just business as usual.
Speaking of, fun of our team.
We got to probably get out of here. Enjoy your Sunday, everyone. We're back for weekends next weekend.
Well done.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 a.m.
Is this your first language, Matt?
The show lives online. It's danandmaz.com. Follow us on all social media. We are Dan and Maz, and we'll catch you next weekend. See you, legends.
Dan and Maz Weekends.